Welcome, welcome, welcome to Create, Learn, Implement podcast, aka CLI podcast with me, your host, Koyeta. This is the podcast that invites you to take bold action to become your best self while navigating the world of building a successful business. Have you ever wanted to start a business but didn't know where to start? Well, in the Business Startup Formula, I will show you the exact framework I use to start my business with zero experience. Yes, if I can do it, you can too. Use the link in my show notes to sign up for this free masterclass. And I can't wait to hear about your business. Come on in. Hey, come on in. Come on in. Do me a favor, send this live to a friend. I'm just getting myself together. Had a crazy day running around. Hey, come on in. Send this live to a friend. Just getting myself together here. Okay. I'll wait a few more minutes before everyone rolls in. Thank you. Hello. Come on in. Tell me your name, guys. Tell me where you're from. I know a few of you here, but tell me your name. Tell me where you're from. Do me a favor. Send this live to a friend and we will get started shortly. Okay. We'll get started shortly. Let me see if I can get some water quickly. Give me a second. Let's let more people come on in. Okay, all right, I think we'll just get started because they can catch this later. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate your time. If you don't know who I am, my name is Koyeta, and I help you grow your business and increase your wealth inside and outside of your business. And so one of the things that we have to consider as Black business owners in these here 2023 streets is that the stakes are higher for us. As Black business owners, we have to consider that the stakes are higher for us. We are predominantly from the ancestry of slavery, right? Predominantly, you know, there may have been a few already here, but predominantly we're all from the slave and ancestry. We've had to work harder. We've had to, work longer, be smarter, and sometimes work so hard to put those skills on display, right? And so in terms of, you know, our people, we all know that one dependable older Black woman, right? She's always at work. She's always on time. She's never missed a day. And that Black woman could be your mama or your auntie. Like, we all have that one person that we know, right? They could have been employee of the month. They could be, the person that stays behind to do a little bit more, right? And that's the kind of DNA that we come from, our history, right? And so we are all aware as well of our history that back in the day, we couldn't own land, right? We couldn't own businesses, we couldn't own land. And once we could, they did the most to hold us back, right? The conditions were untenable when it came to owning property, when it came to owning land, right? We were put in different areas where it was flood prone, like all these different things that they built into the system to make sure that we didn't prosper or profit, right? And so historically, we know we don't come from generational wealth. We know how it went. As a matter of fact, when slavery ended, they had to pay the slave owners, and that actually didn't stop until about 2019, if I'm not mistaken, right? That didn't stop until about 2019. And so when it comes to that, their families are still benefiting from it, right? The slave owners' family were still benefiting from slavery up until 2019. So that's how some were able to build generational wealth. That's how some of them were able to have that money. They have that system working, so they're able to build, right? While we're being stripped of it. While our kind is being stripped of it. And so most of the wealth has been moving from one direction, from us to them, from us to them, right? And so our piece of the pie has always been small, right? Our piece of the pie has always been small. So when you're thinking about being a Black business owner, you are a part of a network. You are a part of an ecosystem, right? There's a saying in Jamaica that a mickle makes a mackle, right? And so what that means is every part helps. Everything works together, right? Everything goes together. One hand washes the other. It's the same type of concept. Everything works together and it all adds up to create this bigger picture. So for your part in the world of business, don't count yourself as small. Don't discount what you are doing because it's all a part of the bigger picture, the big old ecosystem of being a Black business owner in these here streets, okay? And I saw some stats recently with the number of businesses rising, especially for the Black business owner. The Black businesswoman business owner was on the rise because of the pandemic. So a lot of business owners, you know, a lot of people were leaving their jobs or were starting side hustles. So we are on the uptick, right? The business in the Black world and for people of color is on the uptick, right? So COVID gave birth to lots of businesses. So everything you're doing right now is helping to enhance the power, helping to enhance the wealth and the presence of people of color. So I don't want us to get tired of going forward. I don't want us to get tired and weary and stopping because things don't look a certain way. Businesses take time to become something large, to become something that can run on its own, right? Get the help you need. Get around the right people. Get in the right rooms. You know, don't be afraid of taking up space. And stop referring to your business, first of all, as a little business. It is in the ecosystem of the Black businesses. You're all a part of that system. You're a part of creating generational wealth. You're a part of creating, you know, a system that's helping other people as well get jobs, right? So stop discounting what you are doing. We were all meant, especially people of color, I'm talking to y'all, to live a big, expansive life. And so we really have to look back at our past to see how far we've come so we can create a future that is sustainable for us, right? For us. And we can't give up on that, right? We were created to live a big, expansive life, and it's actually biblical, right? This is Bible talk here. So just because things aren't going the way you want them, or just because, you know, you don't have the amount of clients you want, or, you know, you're not reaching a certain goal, or you're not really 100% sure where to take your business or how to take it to the next level, it doesn't mean that you need to give up. It doesn't mean that you need to quit. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. Absolutely not. Look at the bigger picture. I urge you to look at the bigger picture and rise to the occasion as a Black business owner. You are here. Your business is valuable. Your business is necessary. Your business is a part of the ecosystem of businesses, right? So even though the numbers may not be right, even though the launch may not go well, even though you're, you know, kind of weighing your options right now, we need the balance in the ecosystem. We need your business, okay? Your business is valuable. We need you to keep going. As a Black business owner, rise to the occasion. Get around people that can help you. Get in the room, right? I had an amazing experience at We Rise with Teresa. I'm not sure if she's still here, but it was such a great experience and it gave me encouragement to continue to keep going. I felt alive, and it's something that you need to experience as a business owner when you're in the room with like-minded people. So I urge you, don't stop, keep going. This is not going to be an amazingly long live. Thank you. This is not going to be, you know, I'm going to end here, but that was quite an experience. And honestly, if I get the chance to do it now, things are a little crazy. I might jump on in, but I urge you to do this. Black business owners, rise up, stand up. We can do it. You have the space, right? You have the brain space. You have the time. Like, let's get it done. We are the people that others are looking to figure out how they can do it, how it's done, to figure out, you know, what the mistakes are that to stay away from. Like, we are the people. And so we can't stop here. We cannot stop here. All right. I wanted to jump on, let y'all know that if you guys have any questions or any concerns, please feel free to let me know. I always leave room for a little Q&A at the end of all my lives. But just to let you know, I have a few things coming up. Power Your Profits is actually coming up at the mid August, so August 23rd. So if you're ready to increase your income, if you're ready to, you know, build those client relationships that leads to more income, then hit the link in my bio, all right? Or DM me Power to get that link. It's going to be really amazing, because I find that as entrepreneurs, there are key things that we are missing, lacking, that we need to be more aware of, right? And it all starts with this one thing that I'll be touching on, and I want you to get in the room. The Power Hour strategy session is always happening, so you can always hit the link in my bio to do that. That is a one-time session where we work together for an hour, and I have a few things in the works that you need to tune into. So thank you all for being here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, take care. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, as all these things help to keep the podcast alive. Take care. Until next time.